from NPR Music. You're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan.
Just a kiss, just a smile. Hold my hand, baby, just once in a while. That's all I need, that's all I need. And I'll be satisfied.
And I feel like I just discovered a great missing soul record from the 1960s. This is Ryan Shaw. He's 27 years old, originally from Decatur, Georgia. He's made a CD that's full of great, relatively unknown gems from folks like Motown's Berry Gordy and the team of Holland Dozier and Holland. There's a song from Chicago in a group called the Sharpies. The sound of the album is fabulous, and at times it has that distortion from an old 45 blasting out of an AM radio. But at the same time, all the instruments are clear and they're crisp, and so you get this feeling that you're sitting in a 1964 recording session, hearing a band in a way that the radio never conveyed. You hear what I mean when you listen to the vocals, and especially the backing vocals on this Wilson Pickett tune called I Found a Love. Ryan Shaw is the artist, and you can find that song on a CD called This Is Ryan Shaw. Somewhere between David Bowie and Bob Dylan, you hear the music and the words of Ian Hunter. Ian Hunter was a singer and songwriter for the band Mott the Hoople, a good and relatively obscure British band from the 1960s and early 70s, until a fan named David Bowie gave the band this song.
Hey, dude!
Carry the news!
The song and later the album were called All the Young Dudes. The band got big. They put out more good records. Some hold up better than others over time. Now when we speak of the late 60s, we're talking about Ian Hunter's age. He's put out a new record called Shrunken Heads, and this tune's called Soul of America.
Let's rock the soul. Let's rock the soul. Rock me out.
Ian Hunter. These days, Ian Hunter finds the soul of America in Connecticut. He's joined on this CD by guest Jeff Tweedy on a few of the songs. The CD's called Shrunken Heads. He's 64, and we still do need him, at least I do. All these years later, Paul McCartney is still one of the best writers of pop music. His new CD is called Memory Almost Full, and I've only heard one song so far called My Ever-Present Past, and I quite like it. This is McCartney's first CD since leaving Capitol Records. That relationship goes back to 1964. Paul's now recording for Starbucks. All of his old solo and Wings music will be reissued by Capitol digitally, and all of the CDs are being reissued as well. Let's listen now to the first single from the CD, Memory Almost Full. It's called My Ever-Present Past.
I've got too much on my plate. Don't have no time to be a decent lover. I hope it isn't too late. Searching for the time that has gone so fast. The time that I thought would last. My ever-present past. I've got too much on my mind. I think of everything to be discovered. I hope there's something to find. Searching for the time that has gone so fast. The time that I thought would last. My ever-present past. The things I think I did. I do not think I did. But the things I think I did. When I was a kid, I couldn't understand the words that they were saying. But still I hung around and took it all in. I wouldn't join in with the games that they were playing. It went by, it went by, in a flash. It flew by, it flew by, in a flash. Far too much on my plate. Don't have no time to be a decent lover. I hope it's never too late. Searching for the time that has gone so fast. The time that I thought would last. My ever-present past. The things I think I did. I think I did. I think I did when I was a kid. What's the things I think I did? I think I did. But the things I think I did when I was a kid. When I was a kid.
Paul McCartney, the song My Ever-Present Past is from the CD called Memory Almost Full, which, by the magic of happenstance, is an anagram for My Soulmate, LLM, LLM being the initials for the late Linda Louise McCartney. If you're eager for a new Postal Service record, it's been a long while. Well, now you can at least listen to Jimmy Tamborella's other project called Dintel. I fell for this record on my first listen. The sounds are oftentimes glitchy, and those electronic sounds often form the bed for the guests to sail on, guests like singer Jenny Lewis or Conor Oberst, or on this song, singer Mia Doy Todd.
How to be free, free, free,
Dintel is the name chosen by Jimmy Tamborella for his projects. That CD's called Dumb Luck.
When people come to gamble, they come to eat, to drink, to gamble, and to have sex.
Now, the sounds and music of composer Philip Bimstein. For this piece, Bimstein interviewed a dice caller about Las Vegas, and I think the title of the song will be obvious.
Eat, drink, gamble, sex. Eat, drink, gamble, sex. Eat, drink, gamble. This is simply a stylized form of living. I think it's very stimulating. It's a tremendous feeling. Gamblers, for some reason, think that they can win. Over the long run, everybody loses. Unless you're cheating. You have to get that cash and get out the door before it means anything in a gambling joint. I'm constantly amazed at how much money people lose, and they make no attempt to steal it back or to grab it and run. There are no time clocks in casinos. Basically, you don't want people to know whether it's day or night. They get lost. You watch people like at the slot machines. They're in another world. They're all on their own. There's a fascination. Fascination.
Fascination.
Fascination.
Fascination.
Fascination.
Fascination.
Fascination.
Fascination.
Fascination.
Fascination.
I think it's very stimulating. It's a tremendous feeling. Eat, drink, gamble, sex. Eat, drink, gamble. Eat, drink, gamble. Eat, drink, gamble. Sex.
Philip Bimstein from an entertaining work called Larkin Gifford's Harmonica. The composition we just heard was Casino, Eat, Drink, Gamble, Sex. Eddie Argos is the funniest man in rock. His band is Art Brut. Eddie sings and writes the words. There's often a sad truth in humor, and Eddie's lyrics are full of painful truths. This tune's called People in Love.
Lie around and get fat. I didn't want us to end up like that. This isn't the first time you've fallen apart. Now you're indulging in just playing a part. The more it happens, the easier it gets. You can learn to enjoy this type of upset. So pass me the wine, a cigarette too. We've about a week and a half to get through. Has ever been with me. I got over you all. Eventually. What becomes of the broken-hearted? They're drunk for a few weeks and then back where they started. So pass me the wine, a cigarette too. We've about a week and a half to get through. You can tell how bad you feel by how long you're in the shower. You're in and out in minutes, whereas it used to take hours. It's not the breaking up, it's the starting again. Meeting new people, taking them out as a friend. The more it happens, the easier it gets. You can learn to enjoy this type of upset. People in love lie around and get fat. I didn't want us to end up like that. To every girl that's ever been with me, I got over you. Eventually, what becomes of the brokenhearted? They're drunk for a few weeks, then back where they started. So pass me the wine, a cigarette too. We've about a week and a half to get through. You're just indulging in playing a part. So pass me the wine, a cigarette too. We've about a week and a half to get through. People in love lie around and get fat. I didn't want us to end up like that. The more it happens, the easier it gets. You can learn to enjoy this type of upset.
This CD is called It's a Bit Complicated. The band is Art Brut. I seem to be digging a bit in the past today with the soulful sounds of Ryan Shaw. In Ghana in the 1970s, there was the Bokor band. Bokor translates as cool, and this is a very cool band. The music is High Life, that upbeat dance music with the killer rhythm guitar. A new collection called Bokor Beats has been issued. Give a listen to this. I'm Bob Boylan, along with producer Robin Hilton. Today's engineer is Stephen Belter for NPR Music. It's All Songs Considered.
How would you like to shape the future of public radio? NPR would like your input on new projects and initiatives. To learn more, visit nprlistens.org.